I'm calling in from the future home of Link Unit 011220. I'm looking down at the spray painted number on the sidewalk at the base of this phone. The number is like a signal for the angel of death to come and just swallow this tape on hold and get it out of here. Last time I called was about a week ago, and I intended to use this phone. This is not the closest one to my apartment that is on the main street, and I couldn't use it last time because the handset was all busted. That was like somebody had smashed all hell out of it with a lot of muscle. And I think I said on my last call that this phone being busted up like that probably means it will never be fixed because the signal for the angel of death is at the base of the phone. So why would they come bothered about it coming out to fix it when it's going to be gone soon? Well, they came and fixed it anyway, apparently, or evidently, or obviously, or I wouldn't be talking from this phone. This is outside of a Brazilian bar and restaurant. I may be the last person ever to make a call from this phone. I just don't know when they're going to come take it away. I learned something about City Bridge today that should not surprise me. And it doesn't, but it still bothers me, disappoints me. I'm going to have to look this up. I'm going to have to look this up to verify that I remember this correctly, that a couple of years ago they made a promise that in the event of a power outage, those Link devices had enough battery backup power to keep everything except the advertising platters flowing for, I don't know, X number of hours. I think they said 4 hours. Today, on social media, somebody from City Bridge, in response to a question from somebody else on Twitter, said that in the event of a power outage, the only thing you can do from a Link device is call 911. So when they take all the payphones away, and the lights go out, and the cell towers are useless, you're not going to... You're not going to be able to make a phone call because they got rid of all the landlines in favor of a smart city. Yeah, that's really smart, isn't it? Well, I'm going to have to go back and verify all this, but it doesn't. If they lied again, and they probably knew they were lying, it's not a surprise. I know they lied about the promise that they were going to put advertising free devices up in safely residential areas. That's never going to happen. I think they just lied about that, and they knew it. But that's progress for you. With progress comes compromise. Not just in the ability to make a phone call and a blackout, but in the assumption that you can believe anything these assholes say. I'm going to go for a big long walk on Friday. I might try for one tomorrow, too, tomorrow's Thursday. I'm going to go up to the George Washington Bridge because I've never walked over it. Even though I live right at the base of it for about a year. But that was a long time ago. In those days, I was scared. I mean, I still am in some ways, but in those days, I was really scared. And I might have had a good reason to be because I was living up in Washington Heights when it was the number one crime highest in New York. So I might do that tomorrow. The reason I want to do it in the next few days is because they've been accepted off. And this is just a complete propaganda move. But they claimed, I mean, I believe this, that they've had 75 interventions this year and 45 successful suicides off the GOPB. And they think that putting a fence up is going to deter people or prevent them from just going and finding another way to do it. It's complete propaganda is all it is. It makes their lives a little easier. They don't have to go scrape the bodies up. They're even not from the bridge. They're going to start putting fences up in front of the cliffs nearby because that's where another significant quantity of suicides are successfully executed. On that note, I'll see you later.